Spraisa chosa kutuf. It was a little bit less than gimelugim of water. You do not have exactly gimelugim, a little bit less. Now, shenofel toicha kutuf yayin. A little bit wine now fell into this water. And now together you have gimelugim. So in this case, umarehem kemariyayin, it looks like wine, v'nofel the mikvah falls into the mikvah, lo paslu, it does not pass the mikvah. But you know why? Because you never had gimelugim mayim. You started out with a drop less than that. That's why it does not pass the mikvah. But mashma, if you would start out with a complete gimelugim of mayim, then even though wine falls into it, still paslu, it would pass the mikvah. So that's like Rebbe Chiya. V'chein, the same halacha, gimel lugim mayim, you have three lugim of water. Chosa kutuf, it's missing a drop. It's missing another small measurement from the gimel lugim. Now, shenof l'toichon kutuf cholof. A little bit milk falls into this water, and together you have gimel lugim. And here, umareim kemar mayim, it even looks like water. Now it looks like you have gimel lugim of water, because the milk looks like water. The nafsul, the mikvah, and it falls into the mikvah, loy paslu. The Tanakama holds loy paslu, does not passel the mikvah. Because according to the Tanakama, in order to make the mikvah paslu, you need actually, really, gimel lugim mayim. Nothing can make up for water. If you have gimel lugim of mayim, water, mayim shuvim, if that falls into the mikvah, paslu. But as long as you started out with a drop less than gimel lugim, even though it was wine that finished it, or even milk that looks like water, so what? You do not have gimel lugim, therefore lay paslu. However, Reb Yechanan ben Uri Yomer, hakel herlach achra mara. Everything goes after the mara. We have to see, look at what the color is. In other words, if it looks like wine, it has a lach like wine. Therefore, wine does not pass the mikvah. But when milk falls in, since the ma'isa now it looks like water, that's called you have gimel lugim of mayim that will pass on the mikvah. Therefore, when Rav before said that even when you have gimel lugim of mayim, but a little bit wine fell in and it changed the color, so Rav says it does not pass on the mikvah, that goes according to Rav Yechanan ben Uri. Rav Yechanan ben Uri says we go after the color chazusa. So since this water now looks like wine, it has a locha like wine, and therefore does not pass on the mikvah. I guess inshallah was if you make a bracha baruch regofen, I'm not sure. I don't think you make a baruch regofen according to this svara. It's only a svara in mayim shuvim, this tzud rabbonin, that you go after chazusa. Because the mayim, you have, you know, it's such a proportion of water over the wine. This is a drop of wine in there. It doesn't taste like wine. Just the chazusa, it looks like wine. See also, this psul of gimel lugim mayim, it has to look like water. If it looks like wine, that's enough to make a kosher. For Rav, Kavose Sovale, and Rav holds like Rabbi Yechanan ben Nuri. Now the Gemara asks the question, is this true that Rav is saying Rav could only go according to Rabbi Yechanan ben Nuri, but not according to the Tanakama? I voho mi boi boi le Rav Papa. Rav Papa had a doubt about this. The boy Rav Papa, Papa had a doubt and asked the question like this. The boy Rav Papa, Rav Tony, when Rav learned this brisa, is it true that Rav learned the way we learned it? Chosa kutuv bereisha, that the reason why Tanakama says it does not passel only because it's missing the kutuv, it's missing kutuv of water. Avol, but if it would have been shloisha lugim, really three lugim of water, the Tanakama pasli, according to the Tanakama, it would passel the mikvah, even though wine falls in and it looks like wine. So what? The Tanakam holds, if you have really gimel lugim mayim, that could pass the mikvah. If so, and then the Yosef Reb Yechanan comes to argue lemeim, he comes to teach us, that no, hakel holach achra mara, you have to look the way it looks right now. If this water changed and now looks like wine, since it looks like wine, negated to this halach of mikvah, it's called yayin, it would not pass the mikvah. If so, v'rav diyomak Reb Yechanan ben Uri, according to this, it's very good. That's Rav's pshat also, that when Rav said before that if you have a color of wine, it's light plus lu, that only goes according to Rabbi Yechanan ben Uri. But according to the Tanna Kamma, once you have Gimel Lugim Mayim, even though some wine would fall in and it would look like wine, still Paslu. That's one way to learn. But the Papa had a doubt, I do, and maybe no. Maybe Rav Loitoni Chosa Kutav Resha. When Rav learned this price in the Tanna Kamma, he did not learn that it was missing a Kutav of water. But rather, we're talking about even if you have Gimel Lugim Mayim, and some wine falls in, everybody agrees that the fact the wine changes the color and now it's called wine, everybody agrees it has a name of wine and lepaslu. And then Rav would be saying, even according to the Tanna Kamma, the Tanna Kamma was not geris chos lakrutav. Then what's the machlokes? Reb Yochanan ben Nuri ki polig. Where does he argue? I say for the polig. It's only a machlokes in the sefer with milk. There we have to be geris. You have three lugim, a drop less, you are missing a kurtov of water, and now you put milk in there. That's the machlokes. The Tanna Kamma still says loy paslu. Since you do not have really three lugim of water, even though it looks like water, but since the last drop was made up from milk, that's not called water. That's the only machlokes. But in a case where you put wine into the water, that the wine makes the water look like wine, could be everybody holds loy paslu. And if so, for Rav Diyama Kedivri Akil, so Rav Papa had a doubt. Maybe Rav goes according to everybody. Even the Tanna Kamma would agree that when wine falls into water and makes the water look like wine, it's called wine, and by wine there's no psul of Mayim Shuvim. Wine would not pass the mikvah. Salas Rav says so clearly. Rav only goes according to Rav Yechanon. Rav Papa had a doubt. Sumor says true. L'Rav Papa mi boile. Rav Papa had a doubt. What's the pshat? How did Rav learn this braisa? But I'll tell you, the Rav pshitale. Rav could argue on Rav Papa. Rav was pshita that even Rav, when he learned this braisa, he was gerus in the beginning. Chosa kurtiv. That's what the Tanna Kamma says is kosher. But if it would have been really gimelu gemayim, even though wine falls in, it would be paslu. So Rav that says loy paslu goes only according to Rav Yochanan ben Nuri. Omer Rav Yosef Reisif now, he was really Abaye's Rebbe, but his old age he forgot his learning. Rav Yosef became sick and he forgot his learning. So now when he forgot, he said, Omer Rav Yosef, Leishmili Hoshmaitetor. I do not like this halacha that you're telling me over in the name of Rav. I don't like this. Because he argues on it. Omer Lei Abaye, Abaye says back to his Rebbe, why? Atomatolo Nahalon. Because now Abaye was reminding Rav Yosef how he taught them. You yourself, our Rebbe, Rabbi Yosef, you yourself taught us. This is the way you taught us. That the Rav loitoni chosa kutibaresha. You taught us that Rav learned like one side of Rav Papa, that he was not gerus in the Tanna Kamma chosa kutiv. But rather, the Tanna Kamma holds, even though you have gimel lugumayim, if wine falls in, it changes into wine and light paslu. For Rabbi Yechanan, where does he argue? A seifa poli. He only argues in the sefer. And the sefer, when you have a little bit less water, and now milk falls in, and milk makes it into gimelugim, since it looks like water, so Rabbi Yechanan says it passels the mikvah, the Tanna Kamma says even there it does not passel. If so, for Rav Diyama Kedivri Akil, and according to the way Rabbi Yosef first learned, Rav comes out good according to everybody. Everybody would agree to Rav, that even though you really have gimelugimayim, but since a drop of wine fell into it, and now it looks like wine, water that changes its colors, it looks like wine, it's called diluted wine now, and therefore loy paslu. So everybody would hold like Rav. Now another Chiddush. The Yomer Rav Yehuda Marav, again, was saying over these halachas that Rav Yehuda Marav said, another Chiddush. Chov yis maleya mayin. You have a barrel full of water. So it's mayim shuvim. You can't use it for mikvah. But shenoflu liyam hagodol. It fell into the Yam HaGadol. Now the Yam HaGadol especially doesn't move. It's very still. The water is very still in the Yam HaGadol. So therefore he says we're afraid that HaToivul Shom, if somebody would go to the mikveh there, in that same place where you deposit the barrel of water. You had a barrel of water and you put it into the Yam HaGadol, and obviously you took away the barrel, and now we're afraid the water is staying still in the same place that you put it there. So somebody that's Tomei would now go to be Toivel in the Yam HaGadol. So Rav says, Lo Yosel Lo Tfila. You should know that person is not Tor. We have to be afraid. Chayshinim were afraid leshloisha lugin shlayir b'mokim echod. We're afraid that maybe those gimel lugim of water that you put there that came out of the barrel is still stationary in one place, and therefore when you went to the mikvah, you went into those gimel lugim. That's the way Rashi's gerus here, to have a gerus water. Tosfos doesn't like this pshat, because we know the loch of Maim Shuvim, when it becomes attached to a mikvah, the mikvah is matayi the water.
Yeah.
Every mikvah, every bor is Maim Shuvim. Then we open up the hole, and the water is touched, and with hashoka, the water becomes tor. So what am I afraid over here? That these gimel lugim are staying still, and therefore when you go into it, it's not a kosher tefillah, you're in the Yama Gadol though. It's what? Even if it stays still, but the waters are touching, it's touching. So it's called hashoka. So therefore, Tosfos Gerus even here is talking about we're wine. Not water, but wine. But Rashi himself answers himself. Rashi Zantusan says, it's not the question that the tefillah doesn't help, but there's a new Rabbanan de Galocha. If somebody goes into Gimel Lugim Mayim Shuvim, his body is Tameh Vilchus Truma. For Truma, you become Tameh. That's a locha there in the Yud Ches Dvarim, Rabbanan Gozru, that Reish of Rubai goes into Mayim Shuvim, so you become Tameh for the mikvah. So Rashi learns for that halacha, Ashoka doesn't help. Hashok only helps to make the mikvah part of the mikvah, the water part of the mikvah. It takes away the tefillah, you become tor. But for this new gzerim drabonim that habor roish of rubai begimel lugim mayim shuvim, that it doesn't help hashoka. That's the Rashi. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, even if he's tor, it won't make a difference. Rashi says like this. That's a new thing. That's a new gzerim midrabanan. If you put your body into gimel lugim mayim shuvim, that makes you possible midrabanan. So for this gzerim, it doesn't help hashuk. Okay, that's this chiddush. How exactly it works. Some say you are tor, become tum again, and some, since you have a suffix, you remain with the old tumma. That's a question in the Dachrayim talk about it. It says Lashon Loyos, the tefillah does not help. Right. Now the Gemara says, V'davka liyama gadol. This is only possible by the Yama Gadol. Why? To koi v'kaim, it stays still. The water does not move. Avonahara biyam, any other water, any other ocean, loy, we're not afraid of this. When you leave the water there, it gets mixed up, it doesn't stay in one place. Yeah, Mediterranean. The Dead Sea. Tanya Namiach, let's go. Tanya Namiach, learn like this also. Tanya Namiach, learn like this also. Tanya Namiach, another proof of this. Here it says clearly Yayin though. Chavius Malaya Yayin, you have a barrel full of wine. Malaya Yayin. Shenofli Yamagodl, this wine falls into the Yamagodl. So says our table shum, somebody goes into the mikvah there, Loyosala Trila. See, he can learn good that he's not tor at all. Because if you table in wine, wine is no din hashaka. Even if wine is attached to the mikvah, the wine itself, you cannot be table in. See, he can learn good that the wine stays by itself, and therefore the wine is not a mikvah, you can't be table in the wine. So a person goes down there, we have to be afraid part of his body at all times was in that wine. So Loyosala Trila, Trila is no good. Because Chashinim were afraid, L'shleish Shalugim Shuvim, you know, Russian Shuvim shouldn't really be here. We really were afraid that there's wine here, Shuvim, Shlayir B'makim Echad. We're afraid that maybe that water stayed together, at least that wine all stayed together, and when you go into the mikvah now, you're like touching that wine, that part of your body is like not in the mikvah, and therefore it does not help. So it's just the Tanya Namihochi, that in the Yam HaGadol, the water, the wine, whatever you put in there, stays together. The same thing, you have a piece of bread of truma, sham, it would fall there into that wine or into that place where you deposited the wine, tameh. The bread now becomes tameh. Why? Because we're afraid when the first person that was tameh went into the Yama Gadol, he touched that yain, he was metame the yain. Since it was metama the yayin, now when the kikar falls there, the yayin is metama the kikar. All for the same reason, in the Yama Gadol, we're afraid, if you put something there, it's still there, it stays together. So now that's the question, my v'chein, what's the chiddush of the kikar pshita? So it says, no, ma'adatem, I would have thought there's a big difference. Hosamuki gavra chazoke. Over there, the person, before he went to the mikveh here, he was tamei. So we have a doubt now whether he made a good tefillah or not. Is the gimel lugim amayim shuvim or yain still there? So we have a doubt if it's there or not. We say leave him on his chazakah from before. He's still tamei, even though it's only a doubt. But since we know for sure he was tamei before, therefore we'll say he's still tamei now. But hoch over here, it's a good piece of bread. It's a piece of bread that's truma, but it's tor. So now that it falls into this place where the wine was, it's only a doubt whether it really touched the wine, whether it became tummy or not. So maybe I would say, uki truma chazaka, I will leave the truma and the chazaka the way it was before. Before the truma fell into the water, it was tor. So now I have a doubt whether it becomes tummy or not in this water. So min asafik, I should leave it the way it was before. That's the Kamash will know that here it's pretty for sure, it's pretty sure here that the yain is still in one place. And the tummy, the man that was tummy first went down there, touched the wine, and was matama the wine. So it's all kumolat like koru levadai, that when the kika falls there, it's a big satz, it's a big suffix that even breaks the chazaka. That here we said there's a maisa done here to say that the truma became tummy. Therefore we have to be naig as if the kika is suffix tummy. Okay. Now the Mishnah says, Midinonu bish ploini shechayav the chaverim asayim zuz. Two edim said that Reuven owes $200. Then into Zemimim. Then we find out that these two edim were false. So we have to give them kasha zomam. So the Tanakam Ramei holds, Loikinu mishalmim. We give them malchus, the rover alav of Loisana. They said false edis. And also there's a pasha of kasha zomam. They wanted Reuven to have to pay 200. So now we put that punishment upon these two edim. They pay 100 apiece. And the May explains, Shaloi Hashem, Hamavila de Malkus, means the shame is the posik that gives Malkus, the posik of Loisana, Mevila de Hashtashumim. That's not the same posik that makes them pay. What makes them pay is Kashir Zoman. What you want and employ upon your friend, we put upon you. Divu Rabbi Meir. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. See, holds Loikin Umashalman. We could put upon a person two punishments. Aye, the posik says, Kedei Rishosa, we'll see in the Gemara. She says that goes on Misa and Malkus. But Mammon and Malkus, Rabbi Meir Shita is, we imply both. If you deserve both, to get Malkus and to have punishment and payment, we give you both. However, the Chacham say no. The Klal is, Kol HaMishalem Ein Aleika. If you have a punishment of paying money, we dash in Kedei Rishosai, we only give you one punishment and not two, so we cannot give you Malkus. Aye, how do we know to give you money and not Malkus? Maybe give you Malkus, not money. Sashwash says the Gemara Ksubas Dashans clearly, Tadim Zemimim have to pay. The first thing we do is make you pay back the money. Then it's a question, can we give you Malkus also? So Chum say no, when we give you one punishment of payment, we cannot give you a second punishment of Malkus. And the same Machlokes is, Midinonu Bishvani Shukhai of Malkus, Aboyim, two Adim said upon Reuven he did a chet that he deserves to receive Malkus. So two Edom wanted Reuven to receive Malkus. Then these two Edom were caught to be liars. They never saw the action. So now also, Rabbi Meir Shita is Leikin Shemainim. We give them two times Malkus, 480. Why? Mishum Leisana Brechai Eid Shoker. There's one lav every Edom Zomam is over that he said Eid Shoker. And secondly, Umishum Yasisim Lekashi Zomam. Divri Rabbi Meir. There's the Kashi Zomam. You wanted to employ Malkus upon your friend falsely, so now that you're caught, we give it back to you. So the Meir says, we give you back two punishments. But Chum Maimim, no, again, ain't like in El Abun. Chum say, no, we do not give you Malkus twice. Here we'll have to see in the Gemara, why not? Here it's not asked Kedei Rishosloi. The same punishment twice is not called Kedei Rishosloi. We'll see in the Gemara why you don't receive twice. Chum say, no, you only receive one time Malkus and not twice. Now the Gemara says, Bishleim of the Rabbanan, I understand the Rabbanan's shot in the ratio. When Adim